What's up, cheap seaters? It's Nick
and Adam.
And oh lordy, we are finally back again. It's been way too. It's been way too long.
Way too long.
Yep.
But we're busy. We're busy people. Just different life events happening. So.
Yeah, we'll talk more about that. Anyways, officially, you are listening to episode 35 of Cheering from the Cheap Seats. And hey, when you know it, we're 2 weeks away from Christmas, less than 2 weeks away from Christmas right now. Yep. So I know we haven't recorded since, I think, July was our last review.
Yeah.
So, but.
Been a while. Been a minute.
It's been a hot minute. It's been what they call a New York minute. No, wait. New York minute's fast. What's the slow minute? I don't know. Whatever. But anyway, so you came to me last week and was like, "Hey, I know we haven't recorded an episode in a while, but we'll at least try to do our yearly Sportsmas episode." So I'm like, you know what? That would be a good one to get back into the groove of things. We've had fun with our Sportsmas episodes. This will be our third yearly. So,
This is one I definitely wanted to try to do because we always have a lot of fun with it, and you know, we've done it 2 years before this, so you know, to keep it going.
Definitely. This is one that we've had a lot of fun doing because if you haven't been able to go back and listen to any of our former Sportsmas episodes, what we do is we go through our favorite teams and we talk about what we would like Santa to bring for our favorite teams, or what we'd like Santa to make or grant a wish for our favorite teams. So. You know, it's just something that we have a lot of fun with, and I'm excited to do this. I don't know about you.
Oh, yeah. I haven't really gotten a chance to do much research, if you would call it, but so I'm definitely going to be flying by the seat of my pants, which I feel like I typically tend to do anyways.
Oh, I mean, if anybody has... listen to any of our prior episodes, they know that we're just straight just winging it, guys, so there's not a whole lot of research that goes into some of these episodes.
Yeah,
so I don't think anybody should expect anything less.
No.
Absolutely. So I guess kind of explain it. So like I said, we put together a list of our favorite teams, and we go through kind of what we would like Santa to bring to that team, or a wish that we want Santa to grant for that team. We made the rule that we can only grant one of our teams a championship. So we don't want to make this episode too boring, because, I mean, you know how boring and how short an episode would be if we're just like, hey, championship for everybody.
Championships all around. You get a title. You get a title. Everyone gets the trophy.
Exactly. It'd be the Oprah show in here. So, so that's one of the rules that we wanted to give ourselves is only one of our teams can be granted a championship wish. And also we cannot give a championship to the same team that we gave the previous year. So I'm pretty sure I remember who you gave. I'm pretty sure I do. If I'm being honest, I mean, I listened to this episode earlier, but I can't remember who you gave your championship to.
So last year I gave it to, I inadvertently gave the conference championship to Wake Forest.
Okay.
And you gave a Stanley Cup to the Hurricanes.
Carolina Hurricanes. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I thought. I was pretty sure I gave my championship to the Hurricanes. So no championships this year to Wake Forest or the Carolina Hurricanes. Unless you give it to the Hurricanes and I give it to Wake Forest.
Yep.
Sorry, don't mean to interrupt you.
Oh no, I was gonna say, so do you know where you wanna start it at? Because I think we usually go back and forth, mm-hmm. whatever turn it is to start, that dictates which sport we are doing, like the next person will do their set team of that sport, and then just alternate.
You want me to go first this year, or do you want to go ahead and start it off?
I don't remember who. I think you went first last year with NFL.
That's right. I did. So yeah, we'll let you get this party started on this episode.
So you know what? Let's make it 3 years going, starting with the NFL, because I've got some things to say about
I'm sure you do.
Not even the Panthers. Old Mr. Tepper. So I don't even know what to ask Xander for this team. Because the first year I wanted a franchise quarterback, and we went through Sam Darnold, Baker Mayfield, and then I think the second year I wanted a coach because we had just fired Matt Rhule. Well, we're still in the same boat of needing a coach. and
<I'm sorry.
laughs> we still also may need a franchise quarterback. I don't know. I'm not giving up on Bryce Young yet. He hasn't been given anything to work with. So I don't know.
Very true. Very true.
You can't fire the owner. I feel like I can't ask Santa to just take the team out of Tepper's hands, which I wish I could, and just go the Green Bay route and just be owned by the fans, have shareholders.
Yeah.
I guess.
Well, I mean, what's crazy is you asked Santa for a coach. Tepper hires Frank Reich. And gives him 11 games, and it's like, screw it. Let's get him out of there.
And I feel like this, whatever I ask for, it can go hand in hand with Charlotte, because he owns the same team, and he just fired that coach too. So Charlotte has had three coaches, and we're about to be on our third head coach in 3 years since the team's been in existence. Since David Temple bought the Panthers, he sent in 2018. He's fired three coaches in that time, counting interims. We've probably had a total of five or six. I don't know, starting quarterbacks. We've probably had about the same number of quarterbacks. So I don't know. So what I want Santa to do for the Panthers and also Charlotte is to just get him out of the way. Let him just hire people, hire smart football and soccer people. Mm-hmm. Let them do their thing. Don't meddle. Don't be Jerry Jones. Have patience.
For Daniel Snyder.
And I don't know, but just we may even need a new general manager too. But I don't even know what to say. I'm just so downtrodden with this team right now.
Yeah,
because I don't know of a manager to have just run a team into the ground as fast as he has.
Yeah. Yeah, it's wild. So you just want David Tepper to have some common sense.
Yes,
common sense. You want to wish for him to have common sense.
Yeah, and to actually know that he's the problem, which watching a press conference, he doesn't know he's the problem. He still thinks, he's done nothing wrong. Like, oh, apparently Charlotte has never had music in since he has. And now we've had like 34 concerts at Bank of America Stadium. We don't care. We want the football team to be good.
Trust me.
I don't care if Luke Combs comes and performs. Whatever.
You just want a winning football team, gosh darn it.
Yes.
Well, I mean, trust me. My favorite team is the Washington Commanders, all right? I know all about having a terrible owner. And so, you know, that's actually, if I'm being honest, that's one of the wishes that have actually come true for my last 2 years. For 2 years running, leading up to this episode, my wish was for Santa to have Daniel Snyder sell the Washington Commanders. And by golly, it happened this year. So thank you, Santa.
Yeah.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, baby Jesus. Whoever needs to be thanked for this to happen, I love it. So,
It was so fun listening back to last year's and talking about how you wanted the team to be sold and it hadn't happened yet. And then I'm like, well, hey, well, you got that one.
Sure did. Oh, Santa was listening on that one. So, I mean, I guess I can't really wish this year for new ownership because, I mean, finally got my wish. So this one, I don't want to say I cheated a little bit, but there were two different things that I wanted to ask Santa for, and that was a new coaching staff. You know, I think Ron Rivera is a really swell guy, but I feel like the NFL game has definitely passed him by. I don't think he's had a winning season in Washington. Like, he hasn't finished better than 500 in any season he's been with us.
Yeah.
So I think they already fired Jack Del Rio, who was their defensive coordinator earlier this year. So I just think after this season, it's just time for Ron Rivera to be put to pasture. And then the other thing I asked Santa for was an offensive line. Because a lot of people think that Sam Howell can actually be really good for Washington, but he has absolutely no offensive line to block for him. So those are my two wishes.
I know how that is. It doesn't matter if he can throw the ball and be accurate if he doesn't have time to do it.
Yeah.
Or have anyone throw to.
That's true. Well, see, that's the crazy thing. It's like, you know, Sam Howell has Terry McLaurin and he has Jahan Dotson, but like, he's just not getting any time to throw the ball. So we're not really sure what he can do. So it'd be nice to draft a couple of linemen in this year's or next year's draft and see if he can actually perform behind a decent offensive line.
Yeah.
So yeah, coach and our coaching staff and offensive line. That is what I want for the Washington Commanders this year.
Sounds good. All right. Where are we going next?
All right. I don't want to go there yet. You know what? Let's move to baseball. Let's move to the MLB. I'm listening to last year's episode. I'm pretty sure I asked Santa for off-season moves, Michael Elias, to make promises on the signings that he promised. But, I mean, that really never happened, and I'm still waiting this year. So that actually kind of falls in line of what I want to ask Santa for this year. And it's really weird saying this because I finally just got my wish with Washington, but for the Baltimore Orioles, I want new ownership.
Okay.
So Baltimore is another one of my teams that has been owned by the same family for 20 odd years, the Angelos family. And for whatever reason, they're a bunch of cheapskates and will not spend money on good players. So it just worries me that this window that Baltimore has, by coming out of nowhere and winning the division last year, I just feel like not continuing with this, not signing veteran players to compensate your rookies or your young players, it's going to come back and bite them. Like, most of the time you only have a certain window to win a championship. And I feel like Baltimore has just opened up this season. And it really worries me that the Angelos family is not going to open up the purse to spend money on players that we could actually use.
Yeah, that's a tough one. And I didn't know what to go for the Braves, but mine kind of involves the Orioles also. Last year I wanted a big signing, which this tells you how much I'm bad about keeping up with it, so I don't really know what we got. I didn't watch a whole lot of baseball last year or this past season. Yeah. Until we got to the playoffs, really. But we were the best team in baseball last season, and I think we just went out in the divisional round, you know. I don't even think we made it to the CS. So there was a point in time last year, actually it was in the playoffs once they started, where I really thought we had the possibility of getting a Braves versus Orioles World Series. Because they both made postseason, both were just on fire. That would have been probably the most fun, just a week or so, just smack talking, and just, you know, one of us is going to be happy. So obviously neither one of them made it. Do what?
It probably would have been the most stressful week too. So
it would have. So I'm going to say I would like Santa to just basically, let's just run it back, both teams, but let us both get over the hump and make it to the World Series, and we could just have the matchup that, I'll say, not everybody wants. I don't know who all wants it, but that we both want.
You know, I don't care what anybody wants. I would take an Orioles Braves World Series.
Yeah, and that's not my championship. I'm not asking to win the World Series. I'm just saying I want that to be the matchup.
Hey, I'm fine with it. I'm fine with it. I like it. You know, if the Orioles can get the signings, maybe we can have the Braves Orioles World Series.
There you go. There you go. All right.
I felt included. I appreciate that.
You're welcome. I thought that'd make you happy.
All right. Where are we going? Where are we going next?
So where do I want to go next? I'm going to go college football. So last year, I think I wanted Western to, I wanted them to have their app beating Michigan moment, which obviously didn't happen. And I don't know if it ever will. And I wanted Wake to, I don't remember what I'd wanted for Wake Forest. I think I wanted them to win ACC championship.
Last year was the ACC championship.
Yeah, okay. So I want for Western to, so we surprised me this year. We were on the cusp. Like, I thought we were projected to go to the FCS playoffs most of the season. We were ranked for a few weeks. But I think a couple late losses.
I think you guys were ranked for the last 4 or 5 weeks of the season.
Yeah, and then I checked it, and a few late losses in the season. We weren't able to make the playoffs, and which just sucks. So for Western, we don't necessarily need to win the conference, which I don't even know if they technically have a conference championship, but I just want to make the FCS playoffs because I know we can get there. We were so close. I know we can get there. And if we make a run, then win a game would be great in the playoffs. But just, I think making the playoffs would be great. See, Wake Forest, I'm not going to give them the ACC champion. Well, I can't give them the ACC championship. Did they make a bowl game this year? Did they even win 6? No? Okay.
No.
It's so tough. Mississippi State, make a bowl game, but and not preferably one of the bigger ones. Like, they don't have to go to a New Year's 6, but I don't want them to go to, like, a Cheez-It Bowl or anything.
Upstart Bowl.
Yeah. So, just a decent bowl. Get, 8 or 9 wins or something.
Okay. Yeah, I really think, I hated it for Western Carolina this year, as I was really rooting for them to make the playoffs because I knew how ecstatic you would probably be that they at least made the playoffs, won the SoCon. So it really killed me that they lost to, I think they lost to VMI their last game. So it kind of knocked them out of having one of them seedings. But I really think that they I really think they're on to something in Cullowhee right now. So I really think that you guys are set, at least for the next couple of years, as long as Kerwin Bell stays there. Mm-hmm. And then Wake, I guess it shouldn't be too surprising that they dropped off. I mean, they lost Sam Hartman, who started, the last 4 or 5 years. But, it's just crazy that you go from, almost making the ACC championship to going, I think they went, 4-8 this year. So that's just tough.
And it was funny listening to last year's episode. We were talking about depends on if Sam Hartman comes back and what he does. And I was talking about entering the draft, and you're like, well, he could transfer, but then he's got to sit out a year. Well, I think both forgot. Apparently, you don't have to sit out a year anymore.
Yep.
Transfer portal is just, it is what it is. You go. And so, which I was rooting for him at Notre Dame. And I think he did well. They're not in the playoffs, obviously, and they had some big losses, but So now we'll see where he goes in the draft, because he's 50 years old.
So, so being able to talk college sports excites me a whole lot more this year than it has in the past, as I actually have my own team to talk about. Last year I did not. So I talked to Appalachian State, and I said that I wanted Santa to bring them a new head coach, which did not happen. And then they go 8-5 this year and are in the Sun Belt Championship. So shows how much I actually know. But this year, like I said, it excites me because, I actually have my own school to make a wish list for. So I get to talk about my East Carolina Pirates.
Let's go.
Yeah, I'm excited. This was one of the ones that I was super excited to talk about because, we've done this episode 3 times now, and the other 2 times I just had to talk randomly about whatever school I wanted to talk about. But this one, I actually have a connection to. So, anyways, for my East Carolina Pirates, I put down that I would like a move to the Sun Belt.
Okay.
So, for those that don't know, ECU plays in the American Athletic Conference right now. And, for a long time, the AAC was known almost as the Power 6 Conference. They're still Group of 5, but they had a lot of talented teams. some New York Six bowls, stuff like that. So they're almost called, you know, almost that six power conference. But the ACC has, or ACC, the AAC has dropped off so much recently that it's almost becoming like a Conference USA 2.0. You know, because just recently the American has lost Houston, they've lost Cincinnati, they've lost Central Florida, and SMU is leaving this year. So a lot of your good teams that were holding that conference together, you know, that were proving or proving that, hey, this might be a power, you know, this could be a Power Six conference. A lot of them are leaving, and all the teams that are coming in being replaced aren't nearly as good as those teams. And then also, I mean, it is pretty much like this with all conference realignment, but the American consists of teams all the way from like Pennsylvania to Oklahoma. And so you're not getting any kind of regional matchups. You're not getting any kind of rivalries. Like, yes, ECU has Charlotte in their conference now, but Charlotte isn't that great at football. They only had a football team for what, 10, 15 years now? So I want them to move to the Sun Belt because, you know, the Sun Belt, you have your regional teams. You have your teams that our fans are going to want to care to see ECU play. You have your App. You have your James Madison. You have your Marshall. You have your Georgia Southern. I mean, you have teams like that, teams that are in Virginia, North Carolina, Georgia. So I just think moving to the Sun Belt would, I mean, still not going to be a Power Five conference and, you know, eligible for, you know, the college football playoffs or unless you win, unless you're the highest seeded group of five. But I just think, like, moving to the Sun Belt would make people care more. It's really hard to get excited when ECU plays Tulsa. Because, I mean, how many people in North Carolina care about, you know, a team from Oklahoma? Not that I'm trying to knock on Oklahoma or anything. I'm just saying, like, there's no... the regionality is gone.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, definitely. And that's what we're seeing that all over college football right now. Like, ACC, the Atlantic Coast Conference, is bringing in Stanford and California and SMU. Like... furthest teams you can get, and then like we've got Oregon and Washington going to the Big Ten. Like it's college football is no longer regional. It's just
Texas and Oklahoma in the SEC.
Mm-hmm.
So I mean, it's just I feel like right now a move to the Sun Belt would benefit East Carolina greatly. The way things are going.
Yeah. Okay. Well, so now I believe you're up.
Okay. Well, since we're on college sports, let's go college basketball.
Okay.
let's see. Last year, I think I went just super simple. I think I wanted Wake Forest to be good.
Yeah, that works.
So, I mean, what else was there to say? I mean, I still want that Wake Forest, but, you know, I have to go with my team. So for East Carolina basketball, I want NCAA tournament appearance.
Okay.
Don't think they'll ever get a championship, but I want an appearance. I was looking at their history, and they have only been to the tournament twice in their history, once in like 1972, and the last time was in 1993. So going 40 years, about 30 years, 40? 20 years ago, 30 years. I told you, well, I mentioned on this episode before, I'm not a math major, but that's 30 years. So it's going 30 years between since making an appearance. Like, I just want to be able to just root them on in the tournament.
Oh yeah,
I'm gonna go ahead.
Well, would that require them winning their tournament, their conference tournament?
Yes, but you know what? I have my championship for something else.
Okay.
I'm not going to count here.
I'm
trying to sneak in.
So, See what you did there.
You know what? I'm gonna go with ECU 30 wins and just get a seating in the tournament. They don't have to win the championship.
At least they're a conference championship. Okay, I see. Well, I am. Let's see, so last year I think I said I want Wake Forest to make the Sweet 16. Make the playoffs. Make the go to NCAA tournament and win a couple games. This year I don't know what I want for Wake Forest. I'm not gonna give them a conference championship. I'm just do the same thing. Just make the tournament. And until it happens, I can keep saying it. I want to get excited about Wake Forest basketball again, which in the past few years I just haven't, been able to. And then Western, same thing, but that's a bigger deal. I'm actually gonna. No, see, that wasn't going to be my championship either. Okay, if you can do it, I can do it. They make the tournament, but they don't. That doesn't count as winning the SoCon.
Okay, so 30 wins for Western Carolina too, and get an automatic seeding. Got it.
Yeah, get an at-large bid.
Yeah, okay,
and
fair enough.
Last year for Western, I want a Western player to... a big Western player to make it in the NBA and, be like a Steph Curry almost.
Yeah.
That hasn't been.
You never know. Who's a really good player they have right now that's putting up numbers? Isn't it like Montarius Woolbright or something like that? Like, he's been putting up like double doubles every game or something like that.
Yeah, see, you ask me questions like that, and then it makes me sound like I don't know sports, which I guess I don't, because I don't know. I couldn't tell you, to be honest with you.
Not watching too much Western Carolina basketball this year, huh?
I did watch a couple of early games.
I get it.
Time.
All right, that covers college basketball. Where'd you like to go next?
Oh, let's see. What do we got? We got NHL, NBA, and I kind of did soccer already. I'll go back to soccer because I kind of did Charlotte in my Panthers. That still applies for Charlotte. But my, I guess, official Charlotte pick would be the first year I wanted people to care, which they did. Second year, I wanted Lionel Messi to come to Charlotte. He came to MLS, and yes, he did come to Charlotte. Just with the wrong team. But which I guess I haven't talked about. Go ahead.
What's funny is I listened to last year's episode. We mentioned that there was a chance he would come play for Miami because of David Beckham and all his, star power. And where did he end up signing? So,
by golly,
he did. It's funny how it worked out.
So, I'm excited about that. And yes, he did come to Charlotte. And I guess this is the first episode we've had since. But I was able to go to that game. Fantastic. Like, it wasn't a hugely exciting game, but just getting... Just the atmosphere that him being on the field just brought to the whole stadium was insane. And I still got to see him take some free kicks. He almost scored. He hit the post. We thought he scored a goal, but it got taken back. He was offsides. But Charlotte ended up winning the game and clinched a playoff spot, which segues to my wish list from Santa for them. Even though they didn't make the playoffs this past year, they barely made it. Like, We made it literally on the last day, and I don't even, we didn't have that great of a record. We were a wild card team, so it's like we're a playoff team that didn't really deserve to be in the playoffs, if that makes sense. So we obviously lost that first game. So this year, I would like Charlotte FC to make, not only make the playoffs, but make a run in the playoffs. So we've had that gradual progression. I think third year, we got it. We got it. He just hired a coach from the Premier League. So we'll see. I mean, granted, we still have the same owner as Panthers do, but whatever. Why not make a MLS Cup run? And then I don't think I've ever talked about Chelsea, but I'll be real quick. Chelsea's my Premier League team that I follow. They have been very middling this year. Like, they are just like right there in the middle of the pack, which is very unlike. They're supposed to be a power six team over there. So I would like for them to get back to their winning ways, where they're just constantly making Champions Leagues, and just they still have time to turn it around this year, so I'm not ruling it out, but especially next year, I want them to qualify for the Champions League.
Yeah, it's fun. Well, let me preface by saying, so the first year for MLS, I did LA Galaxy, because even though, you know, having a team in Charlotte, I have always been a Galaxy fan, or more of a Landon Donovan fan, but I mean, he played for the Galaxy, so I wanted them to be relevant again. And then last year, I actually went with Charlotte FC, and I talked about how I wanted them to build on their first year. So, but it's actually funny that you mentioned David Tepper, because my wish for Charlotte FC is new ownership.
So, does that look like him selling just the soccer team, or him selling the soccer and the football team? You know,
it's so for your sake, if he wants to sell both of them, then sell both of them. But I mean, since the Panthers aren't, you know, my number one team, I just went straight up new ownership for Charlotte FC. So,
yeah, which I guess that'd work. You could sell that. They could get out of Bank of America Stadium, find another stadium to play in, but, you know, Charlotte.
Yeah, well, it's just, it drives me crazy how Tepper runs things sometimes. I mean, we talked about at the beginning of the episode, they've gone through, what, three head coaches now? This is the third one, Dean Smith?
Yep.
And, I mean, this is coming from after firing the coach that just made the playoffs. They're just had your team in the playoffs for the first time. I mean, don't get me wrong, you know, having a coach come in that has coached at, you know, the in the Premier League, which, you know, is steps above MLS. But still, like, I don't understand how you fire a coach that just took you to the playoffs.
Yeah, I don't get it either. It's no patience, meddling. That's what it is. And but before we move on, just real quick, I'll just sneak another one in there. I forgot we had the Copa America is being played next year in the U.S. and therefore the U.S. is going to be allowed to play in it. So they'll be competing against teams like Argentina, Brazil, what have you. Like Team USA, does this count as a championship?
Oh, you caught me at a crossroads, didn't you?
Let them make the semifinals, at least the semifinals.
I'll say, what if we go, let them upset a couple teams?
I'll say, let them make the semifinals. If they go further than that, great. But hey, let's get Team USA to the semifinals so we can compete with Brazil and Argentina and Uruguay.
Do you know how big that would be for American soccer? to go toe-to-toe with these other countries and actually play them well.
Absolutely. So, and then that gets some momentum going into the World Cup 2 years after that. So,
yeah, I'm all for it. And do you know how ecstatic people be if the USA can actually win the World Cup on American soil?
Oh, it'd be
in a moment. Like,
that would definitely, if that didn't bring the excitement to soccer that I think it already deserves, then nothing will do it.
Yeah, I agree. But I'm all for it. I'm all for it. So.
All right, so I think you're up next.
And it's the one that I purposely put these last because these were, like, talking about NBA and talking about NHL were the two tough ones that I just could not think of really good ones to come up for these teams, but I'll try to, I'm trying to figure something out.
Yeah.
You know what? Let's go NBA real quick. So the Charlotte Hornets. I just had one word, talent. Don't get me wrong. The Hornets have, you know, some really good players on the roster right now. You know, they have Gordon Hayward, they have LaMelo Ball, but it's almost like, and a lot of this was when Michael Jordan, was majority owner. Like, it just seemed like he didn't really care about winning, which is crazy because, I mean, Michael Jordan won a crap ton in his career, so why he wouldn't want his NBA team to win. But it's always like he never wanted to bring in the talent to get his team in, you know, in the playoffs or win championships. And I just feel like whoever is owning the Hornets just have not cared about having a good basketball team, and I don't understand it. Like, yeah, as an owner, like, you would think that would be your number one priority is to win championships. So I just want whoever is owning the team right now to bring in the talent to get this team at least set on the right course.
Yeah. And honestly, I don't really have anything for the Hornets. And it's mostly just me not knowing as much. I think last year I said I want LaMelo Ball just to be healthy like all season, which I don't know. I think he's probably been hurt some, but I don't know.
Yes.
Yes. Yeah, so. But I'll just go along with yours. Just get the players, the talent that we need. I mean, I still think LaMelo Ball is a great young player, but he just stays hurt. So get somebody that can fill in or get him help to compliment him, you know. So just make the playoffs or make a run in the in season tournament next year.
So, stupid in season tournament.
Yeah, I still don't completely believe it, but whatever.
Yeah. Had to get the Lakers another banner somehow, I guess.
Yeah, I guess. So,
I guess sorry, Lakers fans. I mean,
yeah. I guess I could say something about Chris Paul. I'd love for him to get a ring. That would count as a championship, though. So I'm not gonna say that.
Just Chris Paul make it to a championship game, and if he wins, cool.
Or just win MVP. Again, I'll go back to what I wanted.
Exactly. Yeah. So
He's with the Warriors, so it's possible. Right, he did go to the Warriors, right?
I don't know. The Warriors have been kind of middling this year, too. I mean, yeah. Draymond Green got suspended again for what, the 9 millionth time? So,
definitely.
So, who knows what's going to happen with that team?
Yeah. But that's all I can really say about NBA. Okay. So, I guess NHL. I'm going to be, this is my championship. Get them the Stanley Cup because and it's probably the most, well, but the Braves is realistic too, but other than the Braves, this is probably the most realistic, because they got so close last year, and
they've actually gotten close the last couple of years.
And from what I read, that they are predicted to be one of the top teams again this season. So let's just do it. we can't have too many of those. What is it, like 9 overtime games in the playoffs? I forget how many overtime periods I watched, and finally I went to bed and I woke up the next morning. I'm like, yeah, they lost that one. So.
Yeah. I kind of piggyback off that. I used my championship for the Hurricanes last year, so I can't use the championship this year. But I would say continued success. Mm-hmm. I mean, the Hurricanes, ever since Rob Brind'Amour took over as the head coach of the Hurricanes, they've actually turned into a really good team. So I want to see them continue to make playoff pushes and hopefully get over that hump. I guess if I had to include anything else, it would be I just saw recently that one of their best players, Andrei Svechnikov, is injured and is out for extended period of time. So health for their good player. I guess I could include that too. Yeah. But the Hurricanes, I just want to see them continue to be the way that they are and to hopefully get over that hump.
Yeah, that's really is the only thing you can say other than, I mean, without giving them the title. So
yes, exactly.
Yeah, exactly. I think that covers all the major sports. Unless you got any quick ones to touch on. I mean, I will say I've got, I watch F1 every once in a while. So if I can just throw a quick one out on that, I'd love for Ferrari to do well, but the past 2 or 3 years, it's been the same driver winning the championship, and it hasn't even been close. It's been decided with weeks left to go. So just let it be competitive again. Let us get to the next couple races, and it could still be between two guys. So that's all I'll say for that. And then,
yes, well, sports is so much more fun when everything's competitive.
Yeah.
So I mean. You have, don't get me wrong, you appreciate when your people that you're pulling for, pull away from everything. But as a casual fan, you like for stuff to be more competitive.
Fun and exciting, yeah. And if I said one for wrestling, I think we said a little bit for wrestling last year. I'll say CM Punk is back in the WWE. let's get
that wish has been granted.
Let's get a title on them or just use them. And, last year, I said I want WWE to be back in the glory days, which I wouldn't say they're there, but they have been with Triple H running things and head of creative. It's looking up for them. And AEW's kind of taken a hit lately. So I like where the direction the WWE's going, so let's just keep it going. And we got WrestleMania 40 coming up, so let's just have another WrestleMania 30 as good as that one was.
I'm down for it. So first off, since we just talked about wrestling, I don't have anything for wrestling, but talking about wrestling and even UFC, I made a wish list for me, and that was to find time to watch more. I just, when we tried to start a wrestling show, and it, didn't really have a whole lot of time to watch a whole lot. But I used to love wrestling. I was in the UFC there for for a little while. So I would just like to be able to watch more of it next year. And then, all right. So I know technically, you know, air quotes, I used my championship for ECU basketball making the tournament. They'd have to win the Atlantic or the American Athletic Conference championship. But before I painted myself into that corner, I used my championship on ECU baseball. I wanted to see them win a College World Series, finally.
Okay.
They've been consistently in the top 25 for probably the last 5 or 6 years, but just cannot seem to get over that hump. So I would love to see a College World Series championship for ECU baseball.
That's a good one. Yeah, it's like, I don't know, college baseball is just one of those things, like, it just gets forgotten about by most people. It's like, until it's College World Series, and then it kind of gets on everybody's radar, but, you know.
Yeah,
that's a good one.
We've been to some college baseball games, and they've been quite fun.
Yeah, they have. Unless you've got any others that you want to mention, I put on Twitter and all our social media, most of our social media, asking what people wanted their teams, and I've only got 2 responses on Facebook. So, Tony wanted more pitchers. Her team is the Dodgers, so she said she wanted more pitchers. So I'm like, okay, I guess. I don't even know who they have. I know they got Ohtani.
We already get Shohei. Yeah, I mean, you already got Shohei. Isn't that enough?
but which I think they're not letting him pitch for like a year or two, I think.
Okay.
Yeah, so more pitchers.
I can't sit here and think of who any of the other pitchers are right off my head.
I don't know. I mean, do they still have Kershaw? I mean...
That's true. I mean, old man Kershaw right now, but that's about all I can remember.
Yeah, and then the only other comment I had is Derek. He said, the ability for the Titans to draft a top wide receiver in the first round of the draft. So, I guess, so basically, just use their first round pick on a top wide receiver.
Okay.
So, I guess... Would Marvin Harrison Jr., is he going to be in the draft? I think he's probably the best.
Yeah.
So there you go. Go out and get Marvin Harrison Jr. Titans.
That's true.
That's a good one for a pick for the Panthers that I didn't think of, is we don't have a first-round draft pick right now. So just saying it's just... Just give us a first, give us one somehow. Let it just fall. Allow 33 picks.
I don't. I mean, you can wish for it. I just don't know how it's going to happen. No.
We'd have to trade away so much just to get back into the draft.
Oh, gracious. I can't believe they traded all those picks away.
Yeah, and now the Bears are going to end up having a first round draft pick. Because it's ours. So, a number one draft pick.
It's gonna make you sick to your stomach thinking about that.
Yeah. But, what can you do? What can you do? But anyways, that's all I got.
That's all I got. I think I covered everything that I wanted to.
Yeah. I get you want to tell them where you can find us or follow us on social media.
Yeah. Well, first off, I'll say this. This episode will hopefully get us back into a little bit of a groove of things. I hate the fact that, you know, last year we maybe did 3 or 4 episodes when at a time when we first started the show, we were doing 1 every other week or... Mm-hmm. Maybe even if we weren't doing it every other week, then maybe every 3 weeks. But I just, it, it, I hate it for us and you guys that we kind of had to cut off and just knock it down to, what, 3 or 4 episodes last year.
Yeah, I'd like to, you know, get back and, you know, somewhat consistent schedule. I mean, whether it's a review or just a topic, mm-hmm. fun topic, or, I mean, and if not this show, we just do a wrestling show or a overtime. It's just something, which I know mm-hmm. that it'll be schedule permitting, just when we can work it out, but just get somewhat regular. Maybe have some more guests to get some variety, and mm-hmm. I'd love to see the show grow. So,
yeah. Yeah, and it starts with us, so we hope to get back on a regular schedule, eat more fiber, make it regular.
Yep.
But yeah, as of right now, not really sure when or what our next episode will be. We'll have to, you know, text back and forth and figure something out fun.
Yeah.
But we'll figure something out, get it out there. As far as finding us on like our social medias and whatnot, if you are on Facebook and want to join our Facebook group, just go in a little search bar at the top, and it's Cheering from the Cheap Seats. If you are more of a Instagram or Twitter, or excuse me, X person, still call it Twitter. I think X is a stupid name, but that's for neither here or there. Elon Musk thinks he's extreme, but whatever. But yeah, if you prefer Twitter or Instagram, on there we are Cheer Cheap Seats. That's one word. And then if you are more of a TikTok person, which I've turned into, unfortunately, that's Cheap Seats Podcast. One word.
Yeah, so be sure to go follow us on all of there. I'd say Facebook is where I'm definitely most active on. I think we got a pretty good community over there, posting different mm-hmm. stuff. But yeah, as far as the podcast goes, just be sure to, whatever you're listening on, it's got Apple Podcasts, Spotify, the two biggest. You can listen in, no longer Anchor, it's Spotify for podcasters now. We're also on Amazon Music, I believe, iHeartRadio. Just wherever you're listening, just follow, subscribe. Leave a rating and review. That just goes so far to help us just get found. Share it. If you liked an episode, just share it with friends. Just send it. You know, easy to do that. And the last thing I want to say is, you know, I think I say it this time every year. It's Merry Christmas, Happy Hanukkah, Happy Kwanzaa. Just it's a time of year for caring for others, just being nice to people, be nice to yourself.
Lesser Cowboys fans.
Yeah, lesser Cowboys fans, which, I can imagine if they make the playoffs and go on to make the Super Bowl, they're going to be insufferable.
Oh.
But
we'll never hear the end of it.
Yeah. Whatever, that's for another time. But yeah, so just... just remember the reason for the season, and just reach out to somebody and, you know, care for people.
Exactly. And we appreciate you guys. We appreciate you guys that go out, you know, spend time out of your day to listen to us numbnuts. And, I wish I could express more of how much we appreciate you guys. But you guys have a great holiday. And, yeah. Anything else to add, Adam?
I'm good.
All right, guys. I hope you have a Merry Christmas, Merry Sportsmas, Happy Hanukkah, Happy Kwanzaa. See you guys later. Keep cheering.
See ya.